What I wanted to talk with you today is about how to identify networks inside the guest itself, because there are in some cases where there is a problem, we want to define a network, and inside the guest we don't know where we are connected exactly. So this is the talk. My name is Eddie. I'm working at Red Hat today on a project called Kuvert. I think there was a talk here about it before. Let's see. Has anyone worked with Kuvert or knows it? So this is a very, very quick. Does anyone knows about Kubernetes?
Oh,
Kubernetes is everyone knows. So Kubernetes is the baseline, I will say. So it has, if you know it, it has something called pods. That's like the smallest part of it. In pods, we run containers. Now, if we want to work with virtual machines, then we can install Kuvert. It's an add-on to Kubernetes. This is more or less how it looks. Kubernetes is like a management system, and Kuvert is an add-on to this management system that manages VMs. It does this using Livvirt and KMU, and everything KMU runs inside the pod, and the pod runs the guest. They share the same network. This is one of their why we created it on Kuvert or on Kubernetes, is to share the same network. So we can expand the pods, or we can work with VMs when we are not able to work with pods. So in the regular or the classic way to run a virtual machine is we usually have one network, and it's called usually ETH0. If anyone raise the VM, this is what they will get. But if you want to have multiple networks, then we have a little problem, because we can have ETH0, ETH1, ETH2, and we can continue on like that. And the main problem with it is that this is not assured. Like if you do a reboot to the machine, the next time it boots, it does not have to be the same order. So you could have ETH0 connected to some red network, and in the next reboot, it can connect to, it will be called ETH1, and it will be connected to the blue network. And the reason for that is that the scheme of ETHN, we'll call it, is based on the detection of the device while